Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, hoping that you're having a great day, and we're going to share a little good stuff with you to make the next 5 minutes go a little bit faster. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit valentine.com or visit valentine.org. You get your choice on that, just like you can choose from one of the 50 things to do in Cherry County. There's still time to book a float on the National Niobrara Scenic River. Go down through the Niobrara Canyons and view the wildlife. And of course, things kind of slow down a little bit here and end of the month of August and September. So go online, find an outfitter at visitvalentine.com or come and look at the stars. Of course, it's home of the Nebraska Star Party.
And don't forget Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, and they've got classified ads with special interest sections as well. And they have more than that. Plus, online, they have the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you can subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
Signs your cooking is lousy.
Oh, no, that sounds interesting.
Your family automatically heads for the table every time they hear a fire siren. Signs your cooking is lousy if anyone has ever broken a tooth eating your homemade yogurt.
Oh, no.
That's not good. Your kids know what peas porridge in a pot and 9 days old tastes like. I don't want to know. Your son goes outside to make mud pies. The rest of the family grabs forks and follows him. You know your cooking is lousy if your kid's favorite drink is Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, no.
You know your cooking is lousy if you have to buy 25 pounds of dog food twice a week for your toy poodle.
Oh, that's
your
interesting.
Yeah. Your kids got even with a neighborhood bully by inviting him over for dinner. You know your cooking is lousy if your kids got suspended from school for trying to smuggle toxic waste in their lunch bags.
Ooh.
Kind of mean on these, aren't they?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know who the author is. That's
probably good. They didn't put their name on it.
Your cooking is lousy if your husband refers to the smoke detector as the oven timer.
Oh, that's funny.
Finally, your cooking is lousy if no matter what you do to it, the gravy still turns bright purple. Signs that your cooking is lousy.
I have information on a stress diet. This is a specially formulated diet designed to help women cope with the stress that builds during the day. Start off breakfast with a grapefruit, a slice of whole wheat toast, and a cup of skim milk. For lunch, have a small portion of lean steamed chicken, a cup of spinach, a cup of herbal tea, and one Hershey Kiss. For an afternoon snack, have the rest of the Hershey Kisses in the bag and one tub of Häagen-Dazs ice cream with chocolate chips. Now, for dinner, 4 glasses of wine, it's okay red or white, 2 loaves of garlic bread, a family-sized Supreme pizza, and 3 Snicker bars. Now, of course, you're going to need a late-night snack, 1 whole Sara Lee cheesecake eaten directly from the freezer. Remember, stress, spelled backwards, is desserts. That's it. You have it, the official stress diet. I have another one too, Mike. It's called Flat Tire. At Casper College, there are 4 sophomores taking chemistry, and all of them had an A so far. These 4 friends were so confident that the weekend before the finals, they decided to visit some friends in Cheyenne and have a big party. They had a great time, but after all the hearty partying, they slept all day Sunday and didn't make it back to Casper until early Monday morning. Rather than taking the final then, they decided that after the final, they would explain to their professor why they missed it. They said that they visited friends, but on the way back, they had a flat tire. As a result, they missed the final. The professor agreed they could make up the final the next day. The guys were excited and relieved. They studied that night really hard. The next day, the professor placed them in separate rooms and gave them a test booklet. They quickly answered the first problem worth 5 points. Cool, they thought. Each one in separate rooms, thinking this was going to be easy. Then they turned the page. On the second page was written, for 95 points, which tire?
Ooh, do you suppose they had 4 different answers?
I'm betting that none of them matched.
The odds of them, maybe a couple of them matched,
yeah,
but
true.
It wouldn't have been all 4 of them. So.
That's right. That's right.
Just a reminder about the 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout, August 17th. Gates open at 4 p.m. and Bulls Buck at 6. And the Wayne Herman Invitational, August 18th. Gates open at 1 p.m. Horses Buck at 3 p.m. Tickets at the door in Golden Valley, North Dakota, the 17th and 18th. And that's the good stuff.